Then we heard about elephants in Zimbabwe. Marion Gurai said to me, there's elephants in Zimbabwe. They've got an export permit and they do elephant back safaris. I went there. I went there and I could see me and my husband. And I could see the elephants were in great danger because they were on a farm that was taken over by war veterans. And the war veterans planted mealies. And the owner, he couldn't avoid this. And in the day, the elephants are at the river roaming freely. But in the night, they come to the stables and they eat the war veterans' mealies. And when I saw that, I knew it's a question of time and they will just spear them in the heart and eat them, eat them. I went over, my husband was still alive. I went in March 2002 over to Zimbabwe to rescue those elephants. And I had 50-50 camera with me and I couldn't even take it out because if you've got a camera, the war veterans will stone you. So you were not even allowed to take that camera. And I remember my son said to me, "Why do you go?" I said, "You know, when I'm there, because I took my trucks, my vet, my everything. I said, if I'm there, I can solve problems. I can make a plan. I said, then I can ask you what to do and what not to do. But when they've got a problem there, I don't know what to what plan to make. So then I have to make a plan that they say will work, and maybe I don't think it will work." So I went, and we brought the elephants in 2002 March over to South Africa.
What an
My
operation.
trucks and three grooms per elephant, keep them alive. So this is how Camp Tupelane was built.